The boy, what, his father?
Inherited from his father.
Okay, that's fine. Would you ever use a term like features his father or favors his father?
Yes, that's the time I got his grandbow on me just like his father.
Okay.
Tease him all the time.
What do you call a woman who helps when a baby's being born, somebody who's not a nurse?
Granny. Well, my mother was born.
Was she really? That's interesting. Well, I should make a note of that. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
A city slick.
And if a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him?
Well, they just call him a little country boy.
Okay, fine. If you were angry, no, I won't. Let's see, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully
mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired. Well, I've been in that shape. I answered that question quick.
The nurse at school sent a little boy home early because...
What do you mean, you expelled him from school?
Well, she didn't expel him now, but the principal might send him home if he misbehaved.
Yes.
But the nurse would send a little boy home because the boy...
You're sick?
Fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick well?
In his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Noise.
Mm-hmm. Is that, have you ever heard that called a serenade or a...
Yes, I've been in a serenade.
Well, now what do they do at a serenade?
Well, we used to do a lot of things. We go and shoot guns around the house, drag our chairs and take things, put them off the porch. Sit them in the yard, you do all the kind of things.
Did people do that to you when you were married?
No, because when I married, there was four people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, married, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what'll get you.
Booger.
Now, is the booger the same thing as the devil, or are they different?
Well, no, that's just something else to frighten them, you know, that's what it means.
Okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th? If you see a friend on December the 25th, what do you say to him?
Okay.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to walk that very far. Well, if you got a... You want to get across the idea that you got this thing?
Yeah.
Yes. You might say, I sure I'm glad I don't have to do what with that. I'm messing this up. Let me try again. All right, you got a real heavy suitcase you got to get from one place to another. And you might turn to somebody and say, I sure I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Talk.
Fine. Good. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its 4 feet and its head up in a shell?
Well, a turtle and a tarpon don't live in the water.
Okay. Well, now, is there a difference between a turtle and a tarpon?
Yes.
Can you tell me what the difference would be?
Yes, but turtle got a tail. The tarpon ain't got none.
Now, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, now, what about the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Gopher.
Okay.
That's the reason why gopher live on land.
What's that?
God made a turtle, you know.